All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Is presented by Betano. The game starts now. Here are your hosts, Brent Wallace, Jason York, and Bobby Ryan.
Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to the show brought to you by Betano.ca. I'm Brent Wallace. Bobby Ryan back from his big trip on the weekend in Owen Sound, and Jason York on the run from the authorities in an undisclosed location.
I'm on location.
I love it.
Where are you?
Oh boy, if I told you, I'd have to kill you. It's like,
is
a
this
double
the Best Western Inn?
That Bobby, isn't that you stayed at? You're on the water.
That's I was the Best Western Inn on the bay in Owen Sound. Yep, that was my spot.
You can't.
I had to stay there the last time, but I was with the Billets most of the time, so I was good.
Nice. Oh, that's awesome. Gonna love the old OHL Billets. They're the best.
Oh yeah. Yep.
St. Barts. I'm in St. Barts. It is, it's make-believe land here, Wally. Nothing, that is actually a real pick right now. It's not Photoshopped. You and I were trying to figure out if we could do the show, but too much sun. So I'm underneath the patio here. So you guys can at least see my face, but no, crazy spot. You probably have to be a billionaire to live here. So, it's the land of yachts and guys with way too much money with really young girlfriends.
Sorry, is that St. Bart's with two T's or one?
Sorry. Yeah.
I think it's, you know, the reason we're here, though, my good buddy of mine, Chris, his wife turned 50, and she's had a long go with cancer. Just wonderful, wonderful person. Battling it for about 17 years. So for her 50th, he decided to have a big celebration here. So we all came down to celebrate with Suzanne, who's had a great battle and is doing great. And we've had a blast.
Very nice.
Nice. Great Very to nice. Hear. It'd be fun to travel with a bunch of people for sure.
Oh, it's awesome.
Well, enjoy your trip. We won't keep you long so you can get back to whatever it is that you do on vacation. Yeah. What is it you do on vacation? I picture as like the tourist guy.
Make sure you got SPS 50 on that forehead, eh, Bal?
Oh, big, eh? Hey, come on. At least, you know what? At least I don't got the monkey's butt going, you know, when you have the little thing on top there.
Yeah.
Is that, and I'm not at the
missus there?
You must have pulled
her out of a burning building, eh, pal?
I might be punching up a little bit my weight class, but that's all good. No. So yeah, that's on the beach there. There's this place, world-renowned place they go to on this island called Nikki Beach, and we went there yesterday. Oh my God. Talk about the biggest gong show of a party. I've never seen anything like this in my life. Middle of the day, it's just non-stop champagne bottle service, table to table, people driving in
Ooh.
motorcycles right through the restaurant. It's insane. So like I said, I'm not looking forward to the credit card bill when I get home. It's gonna be a
You're
big
there.
body
You're
blow.
there. I'm over here checking Expedia
Right up your alley, Bobby. Right up your
now.
alley.
Yeah.
Yorkie went to a biker bar, apparently. Bobby, let's talk about your weekend in Owen Sound, where you talk about meeting your seeing your billets again. It's probably been a long time since you've
Yeah.
been to Owen Sound. How did things go for you?
It was good. Yeah, actually 10 years. 9 years since I had seen my billets, who were at my wedding, obviously. But just a, I mean, it's a long weekend. You can see me there with Mike Fiuta, my GM, and going through the Hockey Day in Canada hits all weekend long. But I did get a chance. You can see my billet there. We spent some time together ourselves, Friday and Saturday afternoon, the game, the alumni game, and all that kind of stuff over, surrounded all of it. But that was the big part for me, was getting to spend as much time with them as I could. It was a great weekend. It really was. I haven't been back in, Owen Sound for 15 years, I think.
MVP
Wow.
of the
Did you
game
drop
too,
your
right,
laundry
Bobby?
off?
MVP. I dropped 1 in 3 on him. And then Darcy Tucker might still be right-handed because he couldn't finish. I would have had 1 in 4 or 5. We had a blast. It was cool. You know what I was really, really impressed with? How good Blair Turnbull was. Obviously the Canadian girl that, she plays for the US or the Canadian national team, but holy hell, because you see them, you don't get to play with them, but playing against her, I was really impressed. So it was a really cool event.
Nice.
Yeah.
How did you feel after the alumni game?
I feel like I started smoking, but no, I didn't. But I was like, what's the altitude here? And why do I feel like this? I woke up in the morning and my low back right up to the mid shoulder blades were just on fire, and I was like, I made the right decision not to be playing any more hockey.
And so how much other stuff did you get to do that you enjoyed?
Not nearly enough. It was media hit after media hit. I went back to my old school, like I had said there on Twitter, and
Yeah.
my co-op teacher was still there after time with him. Had a couple lunches with some people that took really good care of me while I was in Owen Sound. But I was just kind of running all weekend. So got home late last night. I told you guys about the flight. Took off for an hour and 20 minutes and landed back in Toronto where we started. So had my own kind of gong show there. But I got home, but I got home late. But it was, I got to do everything I wanted to do.
Nice. And you went to Montana's?
2 pounds of perfection.
Nice.
Well, I had 2 pounds of medium wings, and the breading's just as good as I remember. So subtle plug. Waiting for my gift card now.
Well, Monday is wing night at Montana's. Just like to point that out. It's half price wings. All right, let's get on to the task at hand, shall we? And but first, brought to you by, as always, Betano. Go to betano.ca, download the all new app, and enjoy. Their stuff has been fantastic. It's an easy sign up, by the way, because they're regulated in Ontario. The game starts now with Betano. 100% welcome bonus up to $500. Live betting, online casino. It's all there for you to enjoy. Plus, we'll get to the lock of the day a bit later. No sense game, but we'll pick a game for you to fight over. Now, as for the Ottawa Senators, speaking of fighting, everybody seems to be fighting mad at the moment. They lost 5-1 to Winnipeg on the weekend. It's now 2 straight games. They've been outscored 36-17 in their last 8 games. They're giving up 4.5 goals a game. They're 2-6 in their last 8. It's ugly. And I don't know. And I guess we shouldn't really be surprised, because we could see this coming throughout the year with, if you can't stop a puck, it's awfully tough. But If you are on that roster right now, and we'll get to the comments after the game in a sec, if you're on that roster, what's it feel like after all the talk of coming into this season, and now you're in January, you're 11 points out of a playoff spot? Yorkie?
It's been like a roller coaster. They're up, they're down. All summertime, it's man, I hate just beating to death the summertime, but one thing I learned through my long career of pro hockey, when you're young especially, it's so hard not to get really excited, and then when things get start going bad, to get really down. And
yeah,
it's really tough, and you don't really, you kind of, Bobby and I kind of hit on this the other week. You watch guys that can kind of just, it's not that they don't care, but just keep all the distractions, keep the noise away, and just play with a clear mind and don't worry about things. You don't figure that out until you're a lot older, and then you're like, shit, I wish I wasn't so worried about things when I was younger, so anxious, and because I would have played better. And I look at these guys, and they just seem to get too high, and then when things get bad, it's and I'm not in that room, but I can tell you what guys think like, and it's like the end of the world when you lose. And I just wish expectations would have been set where they should have been set for this team when the season started. Like, everybody was all the happy.
Yeah, but that doesn't sell tickets.
No,
exactly. Unfortunately, this is the problem. What happened in the summer? Everybody knew the team was going to go for sale. So from the general manager to ownership to the board, they're like, we got to get people excited again. We can't this summer say we're not going to be a playoff team and we're not going to be a good team. Yep. But you're better off saying nothing. But again, teams for sale had to get excitement. And again, it was, I'm of two minds of this, Bobby and Wally, because the general sentiment around the city of Ottawa has been awful the last 5 or 6 years. Everybody knows it. So it was good. Yeah. It was really good. But it was also really dangerous, because it's like upselling something. You go to a restaurant and you're told how great it is, how awesome it's going to be, or the hotel, and you get there and it's not that good. So yeah. you're gonna feel like you're ripped off. And now the players and everybody, they're now the guys standing around saying, oh, hey, you know, we're young guys, and it's just, it's easy to blame Dorian, because you could say he shouldn't have said those things in the summer, but I know why he said them, because there was an agenda, what needed to be done. So it's not that I don't feel bad for anybody, because at the end of the day, everybody knows what they get into pro sports for. It's a tough business. You're paid a lot of money, and you're paid to perform. Unfortunately for these guys, the bar was set too high. And I'm not surprised where they are, guys. I'm not surprised. This is how this team should be playing. It's how they should be playing. They're the youngest team down the middle, and they've got a defense that wasn't addressed. So here we are. But, hey, we're in a Canadian city, and this is how it goes. End of rant. And by the way, sorry, guys, there's a rooster cooing in the background that actually – there's like wild roosters running around here, so if you hear them, it's not a sound bite.
It's not the wife telling you got to get off the TV and get back to vacation. Okay, got it. I don't disagree with anything you said, though. I think this team is exactly, where I thought they would be. They're not a playoff hockey team. They're a middle of the road team, and the expectations were set entirely too high. And things that needed to be addressed weren't addressed. So that's exactly, like, they're exactly where I thought they would be.
Yeah.
It's led now to, I don't know. We all know the comments. Listen, I covered the team. I know when players are just saying words to say words, or coaches or management, and
you gotta
it
say
feels
something.
Like it, right? Yes. And there isn't much to say, but you feel like we're getting to that now at this point. Because they've dug themselves a big hole, which would lead us to our next sponsor when it comes to digging up big holes, BEI, Bonnesher Excavating Inc. Go to BonnesherExcavating.com. I know, I'm working on it. It's Monday, I'm on fire. Heavy civil general contractor, equipment rentals, aggregate topsoil sales, custom crush and screening, all kinds of stuff. They also do haulage and floating highway maintenance. Give them a call if you're looking in the Renfrew Valley, 613-432-1120, BonnishereExcavating.com, helping to shape the Ottawa Valley. Okay, boys. So DJ Smith said they're going to shake up the top nine, that it's we're going to shuffle the top nine forwards. I mean, there are guys that are a minus every night. They just can't continue. That just can't continue. They're on me for allowing them to keep playing together, or certain guys together, or that's on me, sorry, for allowing them to keep playing together. If you're getting scored on, it's not working. So here's the key. We're going to put a worker on every line, and we're going to work our way out of this, grind our way out of this. Okay. So first of all, those are starting to be the quotes. And one, I'll say Claude Giroux is the other one. I'm trying to wrap my head around what happened tonight. That's never a good sign. And DJ Smith finished with, we're going to get a fresh look and start to put some groups together that really want to check. So now Ottawa, which has been held to one goal or less in five of the last eight games, wants to now check instead of score goals. They got, listen, this team is in disarray. So I don't know. Can you guys make up a top nine? Is there a top nine that you can drastically alter at the moment and become a checker on every line without really altering this or making this a lineup that's just worse than it is, Bobby? Like, I'm so confused that you think now there's going to be a top nine you can put together.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you there. It's a very soft top nine. But I was always a big believer in pairings more so than lines. Yeah. And then you find your complementary piece. And like for me, I would not break up Stutzla and Batherson. I would find a way to keep them together. And then, you know, that third option with DeBrincat is not it. So I would, if you're going to go, you know, complete top nine, I would find a way to slide Joseph in with them if you're going to do that. I'm a big fan of Norris and Tkachuk together. And then you slide, you know, Giroux down to the third and you slide somebody in there. Like I'm more of a believer in the pairings than the lines. But I don't know. Your answer is not, I mean, I'm looking at this now, like there's no help on the way. So you're just trying to piece things together. And I think what DJ did here, and you can weigh in on this, Yorkie, this was one step before publicly calling guys out, right? And then he turns the page on this, but this is one step before that. And then we're going to start to hear some names, is the way that I look at
it. But Yorkie, before you comment, I think he did. And I'll say that by saying, quote, I mean, there are guys that are a minus every night. That just can't continue. Well, we know who that is. That's Drake Batherson, who now leads the league in plus minus, is the worst minus in the league. Sorry, Yorkie, go ahead.
No. I didn't mind the lineup they had earlier on in the season. And with Norris, I go back to last season. I really liked that chemistry last year you had with Batherson, with Norris, and Tkachuk. We didn't get to see that this year because Norris went down early with that shoulder injury. And I'm a big believer in talented guys should be able to figure it out if you're playing with other talented guys. Like, how can you not? And I wanted to see more of Stutzla, of DeBrincat, and Giroux. And what's the status with DeBrincat right now, Wally? What's his injury-wise? He's fine?
He's fine.
Yeah, so I wouldn't mind. And you know what hasn't been talked enough, sorry to say two words in a row there, was that you're looking for guys in your bottom six, right, that are real NHL players that can play in the league. Tyler Motte's been a big loss for a guy that's just dependable. Yeah. He doesn't screw up. He makes high percentage plays with the puck. There's something to be said for you know exactly what you're going to get from a player, and you know exactly what you're going to get from Tyler Motte. I love the chemistry early on in the season when you had Motte, Joseph, and Pinto together. People have been ragging on Joseph a lot because he only has two goals. That line did a lot of good. That's when Pinto played his best hockey, when he was on that he was on that role. He was on a heater there when he had all those goals because he was playing with two guys that just played north-south simple hockey. And then Pinto got elevated, and then he starts thinking, holy shit, like, I've got all these goals. Now I'm playing with these skill guys. Now I got to start doing these things. It's not to criticize Pinto and say he's not playing well. He's a young guy. Again, he's figuring it out in the NHL. So I know Mott's hurt, but I don't know. I would go back to that line of last year. Those three guys love playing together. Norris, Tkachuk, and Batherson. Maybe that gets Batherson being a little bit better defensively, and then throw those three skilled guys together. Say, guys, you guys are three of the most skilled guys in the league, and Giroux, DeBrincat, and Stützle. Go out there and do your thing, and then have Joseph on your third line with Pinto and with Nomat. I don't know. I would actually call somebody up from the minors and give them a shot. Call up Sokolov.
Okay, before you call someone up.
Hang on. Can't do that to Wally.
Listen, the nerd report is that it's set in stone. Please don't go ahead of it. If you put DeBrincat, Stützle, and Giroux together, is it not too small a line? Is that not the problem? Because they're so small up front, you don't have somewhere you can stick your grinder worker guy because of you're small in the wings with DeBrincat and Giroux. And if you put Tkachuk with Batherson, there's all your size.
I would just play that line. I would make sure that line is on the ice with my two best puck moving defensemen. And if you have the puck all the time, you don't have to check. So put out two really good D. And they're good. There again, there lies the problem. If I'm a big believer as a defenseman, when I was a defenseman, I could move the puck, I could make a pass. I loved playing with forwards that wanted the puck, that you knew all you had to do as a defenseman was go, all you got to do, and here we're talking about the Sens D, is go back and make a really good first pass. Because if you put the puck in the hands of a Tim Stützle right away in your own zone, Bobby, you and I went over that goal he created. It was a 200-foot play. The earlier you can get Tim Stützle the puck, he's keeping it. And then you're probably going to get some offense generated off that play. And we can go over the forwards. The problem is not the forwards. It's the defense. A lot of teams have a shitty third and fourth line, but their D are good. So it doesn't matter if you have guys. It's this problem with the team. It's the friggin' defense.
Fair enough.
Here's the tip. You want the forwards to score more? Start getting out of your own zone a little better. Like, it's not rocket science.
We're not world beaters here by any means, guys.
That being said, don't you need the forwards to maybe backcheck a little?
I don't know.
I'm not asking Bobby. Yeah, Bobby's the wrong guy to ask this question too.
I always had my guy standing at the point.
I've watched so many times the Senators, they try and jam it up the boards because they don't have that D that are capable of using the middle of the ice. They got a couple guys can do it, but like we've went over game tape on this show. It's the other team comes in, you forecheck the D, force the puck up the boards, puck's turned over at the far blue line, you're defending again. It's tough to play hockey like that. It's very frustrating for the forwards when you're not breaking out clean most of the time. And that's the issue with this team. Like, you can – listen, pretty well every guy in the NHL is very skilled. They can take a pass, they can get to the red line, and they can chip it in. What most forwards can't do is go back and play defense. So, to me
– oh, here we go. Yeah. Can't go back and play the easiest position in the sport.
That's why D get blamed for everything.
Is it? I just want to be a defenseman for one practice. Hey, you guys never get out of the rocking chair back there. D to D, up to the winger while we're posting up and making moves. Yeah. What a life.
Hey, Bobby, when you're hurt, you're coming back in the lineup and the forward has to go back and play with the seven. Go back and play D. You're like, you guys don't even sweat back here. It's so easy. You guys just ripping the defense all practice long.
We used to ISO Cam Carlson when he was, you know, in middle of practice, do, like just, it was just the easiest practice in the world. D to D and up.
Just don't miss a pass.
So you want to so you want to call somebody up. All right. So somebody's going to have to tape their sticks together and get on a bus and get to Ottawa. So
I do.
Brought to you by Renfrew Pro Tape. Okay. Go to renfrewpro.com. I'm trying here today, guys. And follow them on Instagram, by the way. Feel the game. Renfrew Pro on Instagram. They have free tape Friday giveaways every Friday. They continuously evolve their products to ensure that every roll of tape optimizes performance regardless of the type of hockey stick you use. Renfrew Pro, the original hockey tape, the one with the green core, available at all major retailers. Okay, so who are you calling up? What do you need out of Belleville to call up? Like, you got Igor Sokolov, 15th in the league right now, I think, in scoring, 38 points. Jake Lucchini, he's got 26 points. Then there's Ridly Gregg, we know, for size and strength, or Angus Cruikshank, another guy that likes to bang bodies. What do you want from a player to be called up? Bobby, I'm going to start with you.
I didn't know Angus Cruikshank was minus 22 down there. So, yeah, let's bring him into the fray. Like, what are we doing?
Listen, that doesn't matter. You don't like plus minus. It doesn't matter.
No, it's not your answer, though. I would – help is not on the way from Belleville for this team. The only thing that I would say is that if you're going to bring anybody up, it should be Ridly Gregg, and it's time to let him play. But you're not solving anything by doing that, right? You're not going to change the dynamic of the lineup, especially in the bottom six.
Hold on. Ridly Gregg has been recalled by the Ottawa Senators.
Bobby!
Yep, that's it. Lock of the day.
They're listening.
You get to wear the helmet today.
All right,
Bobby, you got it.
I don't have it on me, but I'll have that tomorrow.
They're listening to the show right now. They're listening to Bobby. I would call up Ridly Gregg. Boom, 3 seconds later.
But there you go. And that's it. It changes nothing but the dynamic of what your bottom six looks like. And now you got a guy that you're going to have in your future. It's a guy that's going to be part of the future. So put him in and play.
100%. And I'm 100% on board with what Bobby just said. This isn't going to help the team this year be a better hockey team. What this is going to do is, just adjust my earpiece here, help the Senators be a better team when they're ready to be a really good team, which I predict is next year they take a step, potentially be a playoff team, and the year after be a really good team that can maybe win a round or two in the playoffs. So every single time Ridly Gregg gets NHL reps is going to make him better. And this is what needs to be done. Get this team ready. It's not about this year. And people need to stop thinking it's about this year. But again, people were sold that bill of goods thinking it was about this year when it really shouldn't be. This team should not be thinking about playoffs. It should be thinking 2 years from now, going to be a really good team. But the problem is new owners are coming in. New people are coming in. You got a general manager. You got a coaching staff that they don't know if they're going to be part of that future. So why would they be thinking 2 years from now? They're not. They're thinking, hey, I got to keep my job.
So, yeah.
That's the problem.
And the one thing we should.
Piggyback and wrap on that. You got a lot of guys thinking immediate plans for a long-term team because that's self-preservation mode, right? That changes things.
Yeah. No, 100%.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
We should point out, we are recording this episode just before the Sens take to the ice for practice on Monday morning. So we don't know what the lines, if they're going to be a shakeup, what they're actually going to look like and where Ridly Greig is going to be in the lineup. I suspect perhaps Derek Brassard comes out on that fourth line and he slots in there. But we'll wait to see how that plays out. We'll talk Tuesday about the lineup. Quickly, before we get on to some other topics, JBD, excuse me, he was sent down after the game on Saturday. But the Sens don't play again till Wednesday, so it wouldn't shock me that that's just a move to save dollars and to get him some time, and he'll be back up. I don't know that for sure. But that seems it's happened a lot in the past. And I don't know that, JBD struggled on Saturday, no question. But I don't know that he's should be out of that lineup at the moment. But maybe he did struggle. But everybody seemed to struggle. The one thing, and I'll bring it up, and I know you guys are fans of JBD, so it's not that he didn't have, that he doesn't have support. I think just let him play. But against the Pittsburgh game on Friday, he's coming down the ice and he's with, it's not Jake Guentzel, but he tips a puck in his own goal. And Yorkie, I'm just, from your point of view, being a defenseman, have you done that? And how tough is that when you're a young guy trying to make the lineup to be putting the puck in your own net?
Yeah, for sure. That won't be the last time he does that. This kid's going to have a long career. I really liked how he played earlier on. And you're going to make mistakes. Like, heaven forbid you make a mistake-free game. And this play here, he's doing the right thing. He's actually blocking the pass, just goes off his stick, ricochets in the net. That's going to happen. Probably happened to him at least five more times during his career if I was going to take an over-under on that one. It's part of the game. I really like him. I think he's going to be a really good player. He showed a lot of poise in some of these games, coming into a situation that's pretty unstable on the blue line, playing 20 minutes tonight. He wasn't being eased into there. Like, this kid was starting periods, playing against other teams' top lines. I would keep playing him. Like, I'm not taking this kid out of the lineup. But to what Bobby said earlier, the staff for the Ottawa Senators is in self-preservation mode. So they're trying to figure out a way how to get hot again and try and go on one of those winning streaks. So it's always tough to trust young defensemen because they just don't have that sample size. But again, thinking 2 years from now, which is where this team should be thinking, Bernard Docker should be playing every game and he should not be scratched unless he plays horribly and loses his confidence, but he should be in the lineup every single night, getting valuable reps and getting better, because from what I can see, he's ready for that. He's ready now to learn on the job.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with anything you said. I don't know why you take him out or send him down. You pulled the pin and you put him in and you played him 22 minutes. Now you don't get to unexpose him now. Put him in and let him play and let him make mistakes and let him be raw, but let him grow in the job.
And the other thing too, Wally, just on last thing on Docker, when Zaitsev's in the lineup, fans are very critical of him if he makes mistakes, but he makes a lot of money. He's been in the league for a long time. So when he makes a mistake, people will get on him. Where if Docker makes a few mistakes, people are going to say, well, he's a young guy, he's learning. So if he's a guy that gets upset about the noise and hears things, he's not going to hear that much external noise because it's to be expected. So like I said, anyways, it is what it is. Hopefully he gets in the lineup because that's the best thing for the future of this team.
Just a couple of quick D notes and then we'll move on is Pierre Dorion did say Tyler Cleven, who's in the NCAA, they want to get him signed and into the lineup at the end of this year once the college season is done. If you put JBD and Tyler Cleven in your lineup with Jake Sanderson, like, are you asking are you asking for trouble with too many young guys on the blue line and too much inexperience, or does it really matter?
You asking me first or Bobby?
I'll go to Bobby.
Go ahead, Bobby.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think it really matters. I'm under the opinion that at this point, just expose everybody to everything and see how they handle it. So you're not asking for too much trouble. If you're going to be a young team on defense, be a young team on defense, but do it when the games don't matter. And that would be when he would come up. So I don't see a problem with it one bit.
Me neither. I don't. From everything, I think we had Mendez on the show, and he says he got a chance to watch Klevin pretty closely. Said he liked a lot of things, and he brings it. The other thing with Klevin too is he's going to bring a different element, right? He's big, he's physical, yeah. He's strong. That's something that this team is lacking. I know Wally. He went here and what do you say? Smash some heads, bang some bodies, cross check some guys in front of the net.
You're old school, a little angry. Defenseman. Yeah.
Yeah. Get some anger in there. Let them know you're there. So yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
Look what the Montreal look what the Montreal Canadiens started their season with on defensemen, as far as defense went. And I know the beginning of the season's not as tough. It always goes up. The speed increases as the year goes on.
Yep.
But hey, it's time to think about 2 years from now. It's time to do something like that.
Agreed.
Okay. That left us a lot to chew on. By the way, Mondays at Montana's is half price wings. Did you like that segue? No.
Well done. All right.
Montana's.
Tricky.
Montana's, by the way, has a comfort food, comfort menu. We've been home a lot. It's time to go watch the game. Go to Montana's, hang out with family and friends. Enjoy their limited time comfort menu and a Molson. You could win a trip to the NHL Awards in Nashville. Maybe Tim Stützle could win that award, or a Molson branded NHL fridge. Mondays is half price wings. So go enjoy those, as Bobby always says. Okay, I got a couple non-Senators related topics. Bobby, you played for Bruce Boudreau.
Did.
We're all well aware of how this has all played out. In the eyes of the media and how it's been so public of how he's been treated. He's now been released and Rick Tocchet has taken over with Adam Foote and former Ottawa Senator Sergei Gonchar is their defensive specialist. Can you sum up what you think or feel of how this has played out for your former coach?
I think it's been kind of a shit show. I feel really bad that he's, been put in this position for the last 4 or 5 days. And I think he's handled it very well. Or as classy as you can, in the grand scheme of things. I don't think anybody should have to go through that, on the level that he's had to the last couple of days. And I played for him. I loved him. I thought he was just an incredible, not the coach, but the person, just an incredible human being. Don't think he was treated fairly on his way out.
Yeah, to say the least. Yeah. I actually got a chance to, this is crazy. When I think I told you this story, Wally, when I was in my first year in the minors, I was playing for a guy named Barry Melrose in Adirondack, and he brought Bruce in. Bruce was like 37 or 36. It was his last year of professional hockey. Funny thing is, he looked exactly what he looked like now today. He looked like he was like 70 years old. I'm like, who is this old guy coming in? And all Bruce did, he never played because we were getting set for a playoff run. Barry brought him in to be with the group and be practice and just crack jokes and loosen up the entire team. He only stayed for a couple weeks, and then he left, and his professional career was over. I think he was playing in Fort Wayne, but what an unbelievable guy. This guy came in the dressing room and just told hilarious stories every single day about his years of pro hockey. And was awesome for the group. So anytime I got to see Bruce the last few years when I was broadcasting, I'd always chat with him. And hey, Bobby, he reminds me a lot of Barry Trotz, just a guy that guys love playing for him. Great human being, great person. So it sucks. But this business, the thing with this business sucks it sometimes. It's dirty. It's dirty. A lot of this isn't going to be the last time this happens. Like, was it? It was like guys. One, the last coach that got fired like this, they made him go get a cab. It was in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
I'm forgetting his name. Yeah. So it's like.
Again, okay, but it's hang on a sec, Yorkie. But he's publicly knowing he's being replaced. Meanwhile, management is saying, no, we haven't made any decisions. And Bruce is like, I don't know what's coming next. He's tearing up. He's emotional. He's waving to
Terrible.
The crowd. Everybody knows what's going on. And he's being left there as a sacrificial lamb. And then he's going Rick Tocchet's going to have the team on Monday. And meanwhile, management's like, oh, we haven't made a decision yet. And then today or last night, Vancouver Canucks on their own Twitter account put out a thanks very much, Bruce. We appreciate you. All the best. Like, it was for you
well,
know what?
Well,
if that was the Ottawa Senators a couple of years ago, I would have understood it. That was exactly right. What it felt like here. All of a sudden, Vancouver's like, hold my beer and watch this.
Yeah, no, so, they it was horrible.
One of the best pieces of advice I got before I left junior hockey, my coach was Brad Smith. He was a Motor City Smitty, one of the last guys to play with no helmet. He sat me down before I was going pro and he said, Jason, never trust anybody in hockey. Everyone's full of shit. So it's people will outright lie to your face. And it's Bobby said the word earlier. It's about job preservation. When you're on a losing team and shit hits the fan, everybody is pointing fingers and it becomes the blame game. You got to blame somebody, and then somebody always takes the heat. Somebody always takes a fall, and a lot of times it ends up a mess. And unfortunately, this time it was a huge mess, and it was handled incorrectly. But I'm not surprised. Like, this doesn't surprise me. It can be a great business, and now we're seeing at times it can be a shit business.
Yeah, but I've never seen in the 25 years I've been around the National Hockey League this ever playing out like this ever.
No, this is like, yeah.
You can tell when coaches are on the hot seat and when things are going bad and it's really quiet. Like if DJ Smith were fired tomorrow, no one would act surprised, but there hasn't been any chatter about DJ being replaced by management. Like there hasn't been that kind. This went on for like a week and all of a sudden Rick Tocchet is in Vancouver and everybody knows it. It was just a horrible thing to watch. You felt bad for Bruce Boudreaux.
Everybody used to know when coaches were getting fired. The problem is now it's just amplified on social media. Like it's just you just gotta. Hopefully
no,
for Bruce's case,
I disagree with
he
that.
Doesn't have. I think you're wrong. You always knew when coaches were going to get fired. Coaches knew when they were going down. The whole team would know it. We'd come into the dress. When's the coach getting fired? Who knows when the coach is getting fired? But nowadays it's. Everyone's tweeting about it. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone's posting about it. You're making memes. You're doing songs about it. You're
But the coach isn't talking about it. Bruce Boudreaux is saying, "I hear Rick Tocchet is taking over."
Yeah,
like that's
crazy. Yeah,
it's bullshit. I'm not arguing with you. I'm not arguing with you. You know how many times players
you just said I was wrong and it hurt my feelings.
Do you know how many times player? Okay, so Bobby, true or false? How many times has a player that you've played with gone through something where the team is, you know, you're getting traded, everyone's talking about it, you get whatever, the guy gets sent down, you're scratched in front of your family, or what happened to Matthew Joseph the other night? Like, bad shit happens all the time. I know this is really bad, but I don't know why people are so surprised. It's a dirty business, man. It's a dirty business.
It's just the way it was handled. That's all.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
And finally, since we're on the topic of
stir this pot.
Playing out in front of the media I'm going to leave the Ottawa situation alone. Jacob Pelche in Calgary the other night, didn't have the, he was asked, Sutter was asked after the game about Pelche's NHL debut. It was on Hockey Day in Canada, and he just looked at the stat sheet and read the stat sheet. I thought it was pretty disrespectful from watching it. I understand Daryl Sutter loves to be that dry sense of humor, and I actually think he's a pretty good guy. If you're a player, if Bobby, if you're Jacob Pelche hearing that, do you care? Does it bother you? Did it bother you to hear it now?
No, I don't think so. My guess is that he knows about it and he's heard it and he's probably seen the clips four or five times and he's probably watched it. But I don't know. I think you can separate the space to be upset for it from what it actually is. And I think as a player that knows he has to go back into the room and to work again and to be in the lineup, to stay in the lineup, you have to put that one behind you pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Could it's he not the just hurt have said feelings. He look good?
No, well, it's not the hurt feelings. Optically, it's not the hurt feelings correct. League, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, Yorkie, I understand you're old school and you're cranky. I get it. But I still think there should be a level of respect for the player who made his NHL debut, who worked his entire life to step on that ice one time for the coaches to go, yeah, he looked okay. He's got a lot of work to do. We just played a minimal, but he got to get in there and see what it's like.
It's Sutter. Like this, Sutter's not all warm and fuzzy. Like, come on. Yeah. Who are we talking about here?
Then don't say anything. Fuck.
Yeah. then shut up. I'm kind of in the middle on this one. I don't know. I don't think the player cares. I'm sure he doesn't. But at the same time, optically, it looks ridiculous.
So, fine. Bobby, do you remember Brian Sutter? So Brian Sutter, who coached for a long time. This is the deal with the Sutter brothers. I remember one of my buddies, Andreas Johansson, was playing for, I think Brian was coaching Calgary at the time. The players were so scared of Sutter. When they walked into the room in the morning, Sutter's door would be open, and guys would try and get by the door quickly so he couldn't see them, because you were worried he'd drag you in there, he'd give you some shit, talk to you. And he said it was just like guys were nervous. It's like you're trying to avoid the coach, and that's just the way the Sutters roll. They're a different breed. That's how they coach, and they got hired for a reason. And it's I don't know. People are making way too much here. The kid probably doesn't even care.
Not at all. That's right. You pull the beanie down tight when you're walking by that room, though. Eh? Like I've done that. Is that Carlisle's room,
Brian? Brian Sutter, I guess, had the hardest handshake. And when he'd see a guy and drag you into the office, he'd grab your hand, he'd shake it off, and then he'd like punch you right in the shoulder. And the guy said he'd punch you so hard in the shoulder, I'm like, oh shit. He goes, that's a pretty good
get
punch.
A little burner.
Get a little burner there, coach. Nice morning punch before practice.
Bobby, how often did you get called into Randy Carlisle's office?
A lot because he knew that I was avoiding him like the plague. I was scared to death of him. So he knew that and brought me in more often than he needed to. But I will say when you get older and you look back, you realize how good of a coach he was, and the way that he handled me was really, really good. But, I didn't like him at the time. Like I wasn't going in there voluntarily ever.
And was it ever warm and fuzzy? Did he ever tell jokes? Randy Carlisle was one of the crankiest people to ever interview. I know that.
Was he really? Yeah, no. We weren't cutting it up. When I went in there, there was a reason. It was never fun.
Well, listen, my first year I played for Scotty Bowman. To this day, I don't even think he knew what my name was. Like he just called me kid or like, what's this guy's, who is this guy? Why is this guy here? Get up, go play a shift on the fourth line for this period. Then get called up, get sent down, get called up, get sent down. I once got called up, Bobby, to play in Chicago Stadium. They called me up, stayed in the hotel that night. It was an afternoon game the next day. I'm walking in the Chicago Stadium to play. I get the tap by the assistant coach. Yeah, you're not going to go today. And it's a 1 o'clock game. And he goes, but I got good news for you. You're going to go back and play in Adirondack tonight. So I had to pack my stuff, carry my bag through Chicago Stadium, go hail a cab, fly back to Albany, New York, and go play that night in the minors. So I got there halfway between the second period, finished the rest of the game, got a couple goals, though, so happy ending. But like, nice. if that if that ha- If that happened today, guys, like, why are they sending that kid back and making him play and boo-hoo? Like, come on.
Yep.
It's pro sports.
Yep. Right, exactly. We're going to have to do a whole show on my call-ups. And I spent more time in the East Coast League than the American League because it was closer to go get sent down there. They used to make me bus up to Bakersfield, drop my shit off. Never practiced or anything, but they saved a couple bucks so I would play on Sunday and Wednesday in the NHL and practice
right.
Tuesday and Thursday in the EHL. Yeah, just a shit job.
Oh, I did not Absolutely. Know this.
Yeah.
How dare they do that? Right. How dare they? How dare
they? Cost me a couple bucks, eh, Yorkie?
yeah. You know? That's a significant paycheck.
Oh, yeah.
My best.
We'll do good thing you're tax-free out there.
last call up story here. It's the last call up story here. We got to do a show on call ups. I got sent back to play a game. I got sent back to play a game not around X. So my gear doesn't make it because it was a snowstorm. So I got to go around the dressing room before the game and borrow equipment from each guy on the team. So I wore Bob Bugner's backup skates. I think I wore, Mike Solinger's gloves, somebody else's shin pads. Because back then we didn't have a lot of extra stuff. The only thing I did have was they had some of my sticks there. Everything else I wore for the game was somebody else's.
That's incredible. Can you
imagine playing with somebody else's?
That's incredible. Just makeshift out there, right?
Yeah. Just get out there.
They just went to Sport Check. Went to the garage sale. All right. We're last thing. We got to do lock of the day before Alex shuts us down. So no Sens. They don't play till Wednesday. So tomorrow we'll do the Islander Sens game. So today is Florida and the Rangers. I think this is a pretty good matchup. Florida just on the outside of the wild card spot. Yorkie, by the way, did get the yellow helmet back after winning the last game. Florida 4-0-1 in its last 5, 7-2-1 in its last 10. The Rangers are 9-1-3 in their last 13 at home against Florida, and 4-0-1 in their last 5. The Rangers, however, have lost 2 straight overall at home. Okay. So, Bobby, you get to go first today. The Rangers are the favorites in this one, but Florida loves to score goals. So, who do you think is going to – who's the lock of the day?
The lock of the day is the Florida Panthers.
You bastard.
Wow.
Yeah, I was going to take them, too.
I have no reason that I picked them. I like their logo better than the Rangers logo. I got nothing.
I'm the same. I don't know. That's the goalie.
You can take Florida, Yorkie.
I can? Because I'm thinking Florida.
Yeah, if you need to. Yeah, like we're taking the lock of the day. You guys pick who you think's going to win. That's okay if you want to. You both can pick.
Yeah.
Rangers are at home, eh? You know what? I'll make it interesting. I'm 50-50, and I'll take the Rangers. They're at home. Let's see if they can they get it done. Let's go New York.
Mika Zibanejad's been flying. Well,
kind of feels like a coin.
I'm not a fan of that. Yeah. DJ Zibad. I don't know. I'm not the biggest fan of DJ Zibad.
Wow. Why? He just puts up points.
Exactly. There's a lot of guys in this league.
Oh, so wait a second. So you wouldn't want him in the Ottawa lineup right now as a big guy down the middle?
Well, obviously I would right now, but I wouldn't build my team around him as my top player. I wouldn't make him. This is the identity of the Ottawa Senators, and we're building around Mika Zibanejad. Would I take him as a player on my team? For sure I would, but he's not going to be the guy that I say, this is what my team's all about. And not that I don't think he's a bad hockey. I think he's a really good hockey player, but I just don't think at the end of the day, that's a guy that wins you a Stanley Cup as your best player.
But you should, I think, watch this season last year was pretty good, but I don't think they're building around him. They've got Artemi Panarin, Adam Fox, Igor Shesterkin, like,
I'll double down. I wouldn't build my team to win with Panarin and Zibanejad. I think you need little guys that can get. I'd rather build my team around Kachuk and what the Ottawa's doing with their young core and build something. I don't. I don't know, Bobby. What about you?
No, I don't disagree. I obviously played with Meek and love the guy, both on the, and I don't think he would have ever been the player he is now if he had stayed here. Like, I think he had to leave
for sure
to become what he is. And I don't disagree with your statement though. I don't think he's your guy. That's okay. There's a lot of guys that can. There's a lot of guys that can get you there. Some that can take you over the top, and I don't think they have a single guy other than Adam Fox that could take you over the top.
Fox to me is a guy that's one of the probably top, maybe even top 5 D in the league right now that you would say that's a guy that is a number one defenseman that's going to help you win a Stanley Cup. And listen, before people flip out here, because I know how much people love Mika Zibanejad, and I love him too. I think he's a great player. But I'm just saying, if I had to make him my $10 million player or my $11 million player, I wouldn't do that. It's not saying he's not a great player. He is a great player.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking Stanley Cup, that's all I'm saying. So still like the player.
All right. So
don't disagree.
Jason York just confirmed that he likes the Ottawa Senators the way they're built, with Alex DeBrincat as becoming the next Stanley Cup champion.
I said down. Brady Tkachuk, and I said Norris, and same thing, same feeling.
No, nope, don't even say his name.
Stop it! No, you're putting words in my mouth. Same feelings I have about DeBrincat. I have about Zibanejad. Very, very good NHL players. Great NHL players. But I wouldn't make them my. I wouldn't build around them. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, it's fair.
I'm just trying to play with you. All right, boys.
I know what you're doing.
Yorkie, it's time for you to lather up and head down to the beach in your Speedo.
Get the oils on.
Are you here? Are you available Tuesday, or is there a massage?
Yeah, right. I'm available.
Okay.
No, we're back.
Perfect.
We're back.
Okay. Just want to make sure. If you get stuck at the bar, just let us know. Then we'll move on.
No judgment.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
See if my
I'll
jersey,
do it for this
my
one.
Jersey hanging up at that bar.
Yorkies is now.
Yeah, I got to give you. Oh, guys. I got to give you guys the view here before we go. I don't know if we can get this in the sun. We'll do a little turnaround here. Here's my buddy,
like
Richard.
By the way, I will say the Wi-Fi is fantastic where you are.
Whoa.
Oh,
pretty good, eh?
Oh, yeah, solid.
That's what they call the money shot. All right, boys.
I'm getting off this call right now. I'm out of here.
See you guys. Thanks for watching. Coming It On, brought to you by Botano.ca. We'll see you tomorrow.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.